You're listening to the FQXI podcast.
But if you're looking for gift ideas this holiday season, and you're one of the few people on the planet that doesn't already own a copy, then may we recommend the hugely popular Seven Brief Lessons on Physics by FQXI member Carlo Rovelli of the Center for Theoretical Physics in Marseille, France. This book summarizes some of the biggest ideas in physics in a poetic and accessible way. Reporter Colin Stewart spoke to Rovelli about how he created his international bestseller.
Carlo Rovelli's book, Seven Brief Lessons on Physics, has been a resounding success, becoming a global bestseller and getting glowing reviews around the world. But it's not your typical physics book. As its name suggests, it's short, just 80-odd pages. Small in size too, it could fit in your back pocket, meaning you could probably read it all during your morning commute. So I started my Skype conversation with Carlo by asking whether he deliberately strayed from the popular science norm.
Most popular science books are written for people who already like and love a topic. So they're full of details. They give more and more and more because the typical popular science reader wants more and more about the subject. Perhaps I could do the opposite. Write for people who don't care about that and just give them the core of the story, just the main idea. And I think it is possible. It's not a simplification. It's just giving the main result.
Not only is its format different from books on physics, so is its language. At times it is almost poetic in its description of the universe. Did this have anything to do with him being Italian, I wondered?
Yes, in part it's because I'm Italian. Other Italian physicists, of course, without willing to compare me to them, but have a similar style. If you read Galileo, it's very flourished. I guess the point is not flourishing, it's not adding flowers to the content. The point is not to hide the fact that when we study physics, our emotional system is deeply involved into that. Doing science, I think every scientist knows that doing science is not a cold activity without passion, without emotion. In fact, it's a full amount of passion when you do research. You get excited, you get depressed, you get angry with yourself, with what you cannot do. You are totally happy when something happens, and you're amazed by the beauty of what you study or what you find. And that's what drives many scientists. They're driven by the sense of beauty, of wonder, of interest. And I try to talk about that. Not because this is some addition to the core, because that's part of the story.
Are you surprised there's been such a smash hit?
Oh, I'm more than surprised. I'm astonished. I didn't expect this at all. I expected to sell a few thousand copies in Italy, and I would have been happy if there were 5 or 10,000 copies sold. I didn't at all expect such a reaction.
Why do you think people have reacted to it in the way that they have?
The seven lessons, that's the title. But in reality, it's a fake title, because there are six lessons on physics. And then there is a seventh one in which I talk, it's not physics, it's just my own thinking and my own considerations about our role as human beings in the world. So I talk about what I think we are in nature. So it's, again, in the book they talk about science, but comes back to us and offers a perspective which is very far from an irrational, religious, or transcendental perspective. It's very down to physics in a sense, but without, for this reason, being cold and without denying emotions, passions, motives, and so on.
So what's next? Are you going to write another book?
I have something in mind. I sort of go back and forth, keep changing. Of course, it's very hard to write a second book after you wrote a book which has become a worldwide bestseller, because you think whatever you write is not going to be to the level of the first. But on the other hand, there is a sort of dialogue that has started with a lot of people. I get hundreds and hundreds of mails of people reacting to my book. And it would be a pity just to run away from that. I don't want to stop being a scientist. I have projects which I care a lot, so I will have to divide my time between wisely between doing science and writing.
That second book is indeed going to be tough because of the resounding success of this one. Carlo's right when he says that its appeal is in the human nature of it. Too often scientists live up to the cold, rational stereotype, and it's refreshing to read a physicist speak with an artist's flair. It's easy to see why it's been translated into 24 languages. That said, there isn't much here to appeal to someone who has read little of physics before, but then Carlo freely admits that was never his intention. But if it can engage with people who wouldn't normally pick up a science book, and compel them to find out more about the power and beauty of the universe, then more power to him. I, for one, can't wait to see what he does next.
Thanks to Carlo Rovelli for chatting with reporter Colin Stewart. On the podcast page, www.fqxi.org/community/podcast, you can find a link to Rovelli's book. And on the community site, you'll also find out more about Rovelli's FQXI-funded research into loop quantum gravity, a theory that posits that space-time itself emerges from fundamental loops of energy.